Adventure.
Mount Putnam
on W4CY
Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest. And I really dig the name of their band too. That caught my attention more than most anything, you know, because band names are important. So I want to welcome to the show Bob from Atomic Bitch Wax.
Hey.
I had to really put emphasis on that because, I don't know, it's so funny. I'm thinking of your band name right now, and I'm thinking of, I just did a post on Facebook the other day that said, man, I really miss when all I had to worry about was the world blowing up in 1984. So there's the atomic part. And then, of course, I've been divorced twice, so there's the bitch. And then yesterday we were having a hurricane, and my preparation for the hurricane was surfing, so there's the surf wax. So there you go. I gave my own meaning to the name of your band.
That's it. Well, that's exactly the meaning of it. What a coincidence.
I love it. And, of course, you know, I was telling you before the interview, but I think it's important on the interview that, you know, the thing that really caught my attention to do this interview is that you're from Long Branch, New Jersey, and I'm from Ocean Township. So I was like, well, they got to be good if you're from Long Branch.
Right. Totally. A lot of good music comes out of Jersey.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's the funny thing, okay? So I lived, as you know, I lived near Springsteen when I lived in Jersey, and now I live near Springsteen in Florida. Like, he lives, like, right across the street from our studio.
That's funny.
Yeah, wow. Right? And it's funny, back in
the
day.
There was no escape.
Yeah, no, and back in the day, I knew girls that were friends of mine that used to sneak onto his property in Rumson just to watch him walk around in his underwear.
To watch him mow his lawn.
I know, right?
That's so funny.
So tell the listeners about the Atomic Bitch Wax. Tell us about the music, why they should love you guys like I do, and what we have going on right now.
Well, I mean, we got a new album coming out called Scorpio. It should be out at the end of August. I believe it's on August 30th. And it's a collection of really fast songs. Nine of them are fast. One of them isn't that fast, mid-tempo. But, you know, the music, as far as we're concerned, you know, it's just about us just having fun, really. We're really just a three-piece rock and roll band. And we just try to outdo each other on stage, you know, as far as the music goes. And we're just about having fun, you know. It's like a party.
There you go. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. What's that?
I was saying that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I mean, we don't put a lot of deep thought into it, our approach to it. We just get into a room together and we just start playing, you know. Somebody has a riff, and we just build on that. And then, of course, I try to make it a little faster and faster and faster until it can't be played anymore. And then that's the tempo.
I love it. That's my kind of music right there.
I think the album's only like 35 minutes long, something like that. So it's kind of one of those things like by the time you get to work from your house, the album's done. That's it.
Nice.
You know, we don't like to make really long records. It's almost like a punk rock record attitude as far as the length of it. You know, and we try to keep the song short, to the point, and then we're out. That's it. Enough.
That's pretty cool, too, because you're a trio, and usually trios like to make like 13-minute songs.
Nah. No, I mean, yeah, we'll bore. Well, I mean, we've done that kind of a thing. We had a few albums ago. We had an album called The Local Fuzz, which was one long song, and you know, that was fun. But and then after that, we started making records with 2 minute songs, and that was a lot more fun. And the local fuzz, we had, I mean, we played it live. Well, we played half of it live. And after that, the audience couldn't take it anymore. And there was no singing in it. It was like 50 riffs in 50 minutes. And we played, I don't know how we pulled it off. I don't think we could do it anymore. And we'd have to rehearse the hell out of it. But we played it live for a while. And I think it was more about pleasing ourselves more than anybody else. The audience just stared at us like, what the fuck are these guys doing? So, which was fun. That was entertaining in itself. But the last few albums, like the last, this is the third album, I think, since then. We've been doing like, you know, three and a half minute songs. And it's just a lot more fun for us. You could put a lot more into 2 minutes than you can in 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I like those quick songs like that because then, you know, I think especially nowadays people are more apt to listen to the whole album. It's kind of like I look at it like books. I'd rather read a book that has five page chapters. Like one of my favorite authors is James Patterson because all his chapters are like 2 to 5 pages long. So it's like I feel like I've accomplished something. And before I know it, I finished the whole book because I just read like 50 chapters.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. That's how I feel, too. Let's just get to the point, get in, get out. I mean, there's so much music to listen to. There's so many other things that require your attention. Yeah, I don't want to make somebody work to listen to the album. Just, you know, it's in and out quick. You get it right to the point. You don't have to wait for the good part. But just jump right into it.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's actually being released August 28th. From TP.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you when you were saying it, so I figured I'd just wait and make it clear. But
I'm usually about 2 days behind everything anyway. So
well, that's but you know what? It you know, it's like too bad it wasn't the other way around because it could be like the old days. People could like camp out overnight in their sleeping bag waiting for the album to be released. Except if
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, maybe not. But you know, here's hoping.
They might be camping out, but not for that reason.
Yeah, right. But you know what? If when they are camping out, they can listen to Scorpio while they're camping out.
Right. Well, they're living on the street. Perfect.
There you go. So, tell us what you absolutely love about this album that would entice others to want to go out and get it.
Oh, geez, what do I love about it? Well, it's a tough question. I mean, I really enjoyed the process of making it. You know, every time we record a new album, we try a different approach, not the writing part. You know, we've figured that part out, but just every time we record it, we try different places and have different people mix it, you know, just to try to make it different than the last one, you know? And, we're really happy with how, we mixed it at this place called Sound Spa Studios in, Edison, New Jersey. Stephen, D. Cutis mixed it. Did a great job. Beautiful Neve board. Really, it was fun mixing it with him. And he really brought out the best of it. And for us, exactly beyond what we knew we could do, you know. So sonically, really, really happy with it. And we put a lot more time into this one than we did the last one. A lot more money, too. And I don't know, it just came out exactly how we wanted. It's a very exciting record. It's fast, like I said. It's, you know, it doesn't require a lot of work to appreciate it. It's just right to the point. And it's just a fun rock and roll record. And you can listen to it on your way to work and hear the whole thing and be pumped up. And if you like working out and stuff, like, it's great for that.
That's what,
like driving fast, really great for that.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the things I love right there, okay? You know, working out, listening to fast music, it just makes the workout that much better.
Yeah, it'll definitely pump you up without you even realizing it, you know. You'll be doing 70 in a 40.
Well, that and you know what?
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I was listening, and it is some badass music, and I definitely think the listeners should check it out. How do they connect to you guys on social media? How do they get the album? All that good stuff.
Well, you could get it through you know, Amazon and all the obvious places. You know, we're on Facebook, Atomic Bitchwax. I don't even think we have a website anymore. We do everything through Facebook and Instagram, stuff like that. The Atomic Bitchwax. Really easy to find on social media. As far as the website goes, we just let that go. It was pointless. You know, Facebook, just, you could do so much with that, you know. And you can go to, if you want to buy the record, iTunes, all that, all the usual outlets.
Oh,
really,
you
easy to find.
You mean to tell me there isn't another The Atomic Bitchwax on Facebook?
No, there shouldn't be. There, you know what? There is some band out in Pittsburgh, I think, they were called Bitchwax.
Oh, really?
A cover band like that. And I was really surprised. It was very funny. Yeah.
That is funny, because I can't imagine that somebody else would have the creativity to come up with that name. You know, especially the whole story I put behind it, you know?
Right. That was years ago. I'm sure they got it from us. They had to. I mean, what are the odds of putting those two words together?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what other final words do you want to leave our listeners with that maybe we haven't covered yet that you want them to know about you?
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll be touring soon. You know, we got there's a couple videos that we made for the record already. They're out. We got one more coming out, maybe more than that. But before the record, before the release, we got one more video coming. And as far as live performances, we ain't doing any. We're going to wait this whole thing out. You know, we're not going to do any like social distance shows and none of that kind of stuff, or drive-in concerts, none of that stuff. We're just going to wait this thing out. And, you know, no live streaming stuff, none of it. So just buy the record and enjoy it. And hopefully you'll get to see us play live within a year or so. And that's really all I can say. I wish I could, you know, could predict the future, but we'll see.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see it at some point in time. But I do commend you for not going out there on the road, because, you know, sometimes people are just forcing it, and we might as well just do what we got to do, let it pass, and then move on. It's hard, but, you know, we'll get back so much quicker.
We really don't have a choice. There's really, I mean, a lot of these places I don't even think are going to exist anymore by the time this whole thing levels out, you know. I really do not know what to expect.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, nobody does. Got my fingers crossed, that's all. And eventually, things will be back to normal, and we can, you know, have a mosh pit again.
There you go. I can't wait to mosh at one of your shows for sure. Because that's the reason, like, why do I want to go to a show if I can't mosh? That makes no sense. And, like, what, am I supposed to mosh with a face shield on? That's stupid.
Yeah, it's not right. Totally. Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it too. Same way. What's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd rather do it right or not do it at all.
No doubt. Like, and that's the thing, because I do radio coverage for a lot of festivals. I had like 50 events canceled for this year. You know, and just like musicians, and you know, they were talking about these drive-in, like a drive-in movie. I'm like, you know what? Why? You know, it's,
why? I don't sit in my car.
I could just sit in my car and crank the music. I don't, like, what's the point?
And it'll sound better.
Yeah, exactly. The whole point of a show is to be up in it and be in the crowd and, you know, everything that goes along with it, you know, not sitting in my car.
That's the whole point. And as a band, when you're on the stage, I mean, you're part of, you want it to be all one thing. It's not like us and the audience, you know. You want it to be all one group of people, like we're all doing this together. And if it doesn't have that aspect to it, what's the point?
Yeah, no doubt. So hopefully we'll get to see you soon. And but you know what? All my listeners need to definitely get the new album. It drops on the 28th. TP Records, Scorpio, The Atomic Bitchwax, badass band. And, you know, thanks for, you know, making our time better during these COVID times by giving us some badass music.
Oh, thank you, Dean. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.